Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Immutable Laws of the Akashic Field presents philosopher and systems theorist Irvin Laszlo's effort to translate a big, integrative worldview into practical guidance for everyday living. Building on his long-standing idea of an Akashic Field, a pervasive informational dimension of reality, Laszlo argues that the universe is not a collection of isolated objects, but a coherent, interconnected system. In this view, what people do, think, and choose ripples outward through networks of relationship, ecology, and culture. Rather than treating spirituality and science as enemies, the book seeks common ground in complexity theory, cosmology, and consciousness studies to propose universal principles that can guide personal ethics and collective survival. Laszlo frames these principles as laws, not in a legal sense, but as enduring patterns that reward alignment and impose consequences when ignored. The result is a concise, values-forward call to live with greater coherence, compassion, and responsibility in a world facing social fragmentation and environmental strain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Akashic Field as a map of interconnection. A central topic is Laszlo's claim that reality is held together by a deep informational field that links events across space and time. He uses the Akashic Field idea as a conceptual bridge between modern scientific notions of fields and older philosophical and spiritual intuitions about a living cosmos. The practical point is not to win a technical debate about physics, but to change how readers interpret causality and responsibility. If the world is fundamentally connected, then individual decisions cannot be treated as private, isolated acts. They become inputs to a larger system that reflects and amplifies patterns of behavior. This outlook also reframes meaning. Experiences of intuition, empathy, and synchronicity are treated as signals of connectivity rather than mere coincidence. In daily life, the interconnection map encourages more careful attention to relationships, supply chains, media ecosystems, and the ecological footprint behind ordinary conveniences. It also supports a shift from short-term optimization to long-range coherence. Readers are invited to test the premise pragmatically by asking how choices affect the wider web of life, and by practicing habits that reduce fragmentation and increase constructive feedback into families, communities, and institutions. Secondly, universal laws as patterns of coherence and consequence. Laszlo frames his guidance as immutable laws, emphasizing that certain patterns appear to operate regardless of culture, ideology, or personal preference. These laws function like principles of system behavior. Coherence tends to produce stability and flourishing, while incoherence tends to generate conflict, waste, and collapse. In this lens, ethics is not merely moralizing, it is alignment with how complex systems sustain themselves. The book's laws point toward actions that increase integration, reduce unnecessary entropy, and strengthen mutual support. Readers are encouraged to notice how lies, exploitation, and hyper-competition create hidden costs that eventually surface as distrust, burnout, polarization, or ecological damage. Conversely, truthfulness, reciprocity, and restraint can compound into social capital, resilience, and healthier environments. Importantly, the laws are described as universal truths that can be applied without adopting a particular religion. They are positioned as actionable standards for decision-making, especially when incentives push toward narrow self-interest. The topic invites readers to evaluate their habits, workplaces, and political assumptions through a systemic lens, what reinforces coherence and what quietly erodes it. In doing so, it reframes success as sustainable contribution rather than isolated gain. Thirdly, consciousness, mindfulness, and the ethics of attention. Another major topic is the role of consciousness in shaping personal life and collective outcomes. Laszlo treats attention as a powerful interface between the individual and the broader field of connection. What people repeatedly focus on becomes their lived reality and influences how they behave toward others. This is especially relevant in an age of distraction, outrage cycles, and algorithmic amplification. The book encourages mindfulness not as a self-help trend, but as a discipline that restores agency and reduces reactive patterns that spread harm through social networks. In this framing, inner coherence matters because fragmented minds tend to produce fragmented societies. Practices such as reflective self-observation, intentional media consumption, and values-based goal setting are presented as ways to align the inner world with the larger principles of harmony and interdependence. The ethical dimension is clear. Managing attention is a form of responsibility because it governs speech, consumption, and participation in culture. Readers are prompted to examine what they reward with time and emotion, what narratives they help circulate, and what kinds of relationships they cultivate. The result is an approach where personal growth and social responsibility reinforce each other, making spirituality and civic life mutually supportive rather than separate domains. Fourthly, from competitive fragmentation to cooperative evolution, Laszlo emphasizes that humanity's current crises are not isolated problems, but symptoms of a deeper pattern, fragmentation. Economic systems that externalize costs, politics that weaponize identity, and lifestyles that treat nature as an infinite resource all express the same underlying incoherence. This topic explores the alternative, cooperative evolution, where progress is measured by the ability of systems to coordinate, share benefits, and adapt without destroying their own foundations. The book argues that cooperation is not naive idealism, it is a strategy consistent with how complex living systems endure. When cooperation scales, it creates trust, reduces transactional friction, and makes room for innovation that serves long-term viability. The reader is invited to see global challenges such as climate stress, inequality, and conflict as interconnected feedback loops that require integrated solutions. This includes supporting institutions and technologies that promote transparency, circular resource use, and fair participation. It also includes interpersonal commitments such as nonviolent communication, community building, and a willingness to replace domination with partnership. The message is that survival and flourishing depend on moving beyond a worldview of separateness. By treating cooperation as an evolutionary advantage rather than a moral preference, the book offers a framework for practical hope rooted in system realities. Lastly, a blueprint for better life choices and a better world. The book translates its big-picture worldview into guidance for how to live, decide, and contribute. This topic highlights the implied blueprint, align everyday choices with principles that support coherence across self, society, and nature. On the personal level, this means simplifying where excess creates harm, practicing integrity to reduce inner conflict, and choosing relationships and work that strengthen mutual benefit. On the social level, it means treating civic engagement as part of personal responsibility, because political and economic structures shape the conditions of life for others. On the ecological level, it means recognizing that consumption is a moral and systemic act, and that sustainable habits are not sacrifices but investments in stability. The blueprint is also cultural. Readers are encouraged to help shift norms toward empathy, truth, and stewardship, whether through education, business leadership, art, or community initiatives. The laws function as a decision filter. If an option increases fragmentation, exploitation, or short-term gain at long-term expense, it is likely misaligned and will produce negative consequences. If an option strengthens trust, regeneration, and shared well-being, it is likely aligned and will compound benefits. The book thus offers a coherent philosophy that connects inner life, daily behavior, and global impact. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who want a unifying framework that links personal development, ethics, and global responsibility. It will appeal to people interested in systems thinking, consciousness studies, integrative spirituality, and future-oriented problem-solving, as well as anyone uneasy with the feeling that modern life rewards short-term wins while undermining long-term well-being. The benefit to the reader's life is a clearer decision compass. By emphasizing interconnection and coherence, the book encourages choices that reduce inner conflict, improve relationships, and align work and consumption with values that are sustainable. It also offers a way to hold anxiety about world events without paralysis, by translating concern into actionable principles and habits. Compared to similar books that stay either purely spiritual or purely analytical, Laszlo's value is synthesis. He connects a large cosmological narrative to practical ethical implications, treating morality as a matter of system consequences rather than personal opinion. That integrative stance can make the guidance feel more grounded and more urgent. For buyers, the book offers a compact, principle-driven guide that can be revisited as a reference for evaluating goals, leadership decisions, and community commitments in a rapidly changing world. If you would like to support Irvin Laszlo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.